We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Samach Dalet, Amud Beis. The Mishnah and the Gemara here discusses the pratim of how they actually did the Korban Pesach, talking about the din of Shalosh Kitos, their three groups, and all the different pratim like the Gemara says. The Mishnah mentions Koru was a Halal, that they used to read the Halal, and if they finished it, they read it a second time. If they finished it a second time, they read it a third time. And Rashi says, Akol Kitos Koi. The Mashmoyis of Lashon of Rashi is that the Kitais, which are the Balaam of the Karban Pesach, the ones who bring the Karban Pesach, they're the ones that read the Halal. That's also Mashmoy a little bit more clear in Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Nadalim and Beis. And this is what the Brisker Rav says. The Brisker Rav in the Hilchas Karban Pesach says that Rashi seems to be saying that it's the Yisraelim, the Balaam of the Karban Pesach, that are the ones that read the Halal. But Taisus says, Pirush Leviim. Leviim said he brings it to Sefta, that Yisrael Sheikhnu Yisrael Leviim Karim Esa Halal. Also, the Bishgurav doesn't mention it for some reason, but the Rambam says clearly like Taisus. The Rambam says, Kol Zman Shem Sheikhnu Makrivim HaLeviim Karim Esa Halal. Leviim read the Halal. So what's the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus? What's the Machlaikis if the Bailam read the Halal or the Leviim read the Halal? So the Bishgurav says, Chayda Machlaikis B'derech Pashat is, if you say the Leviim read the Halal, so the Pshat is, that the Halal is a shear on the carbon. You find that Karbanis Sibur was said with shear. They do a shear on the carbon. So a carbon Pesach also had a din shear. And who says the shear on the carbon? The Levim say the shear. The Kahanim do the Avaida. And the Levim say the shear. So a male of the Levim is saying the shear, so the Pshat in the Halal that said Bishas the carbon Pesach is a din shear on the carbon. The Tzlach also writes this. The Tzlach says that explains the connection of the Taisus. Taisus starts off Pirish Leviim. And Tanya B'Desef Yisrael Shechlem is Mishkev Leviim Karnsal. Karshul Leri, that it says in Erichin and in Brachis, and Erim Shir Lalayayin. And he have a Shir without Nesachim. Why is it connected to the two things? Not Mishas Akasha. How could you say Halal without Yayin? Azak the Tzlach Pashit. You don't have a Kasha, how you have a Din Halal without Yayin? Always you have Halal without Yayin. The 18 days of the year that we're going to Halal, on the 8 days of Sukkot and the first day of Pesach and Shavuos and the 8 days of Chanukah, no one has any Yayin then. The Einar Mishir al Yayin is the Pshat, the Shir is Halavim. So once you say the Levim said the Halal, Vayin says the Halal is the Din of Shir is Levim. So then we have the Kasha, Einar Mishir al Yayin. But Rashi says that the Makrivim bring the say the Halal, Azak the Biskrav is not a din kriya. The Makrivim have a din kriya. So if someone who brings the Karban Pesach has a din kriya sal, so Levim don't say the Halal, they themselves say the Halal, Pashit. As they you learn Pashit. So but the Biskrav says, the Chayetz Mufurish in Erichin, and he has other ayahs that it is a shear on the carbon. Because the Gemara says in Erichin it's a daf yud, it's also a daf yud. Days yud days yom b'shana achol makal if neim is bech. There are 12 days in the year with a cholol, they have a flute, which is playing in front of the Mizbeach, and two of those 12 days are Shchitas Pesach Rishon and Shchitas Pesach Sheni. Now, cholol is a din in Shiras Levim, it's a din of Klishia. There's no din Klishia by Kriyas Halal. If you have a cholol being Makal of Nei Levim, that obviously is a Klishia, that's obviously a din Shiras Levim. The Kriyas Halal doesn't have a Klishia. Now Rashi himself in that Yudin Erichim, when it says Chol is Makal if Neim is Beach, he says Levim were Mesherim bepeh Halal v'Chalilim mechalim. That Levim would sing bepeh the Halal and the Chalilim would play the musical accompaniment. So that's a steer to Rashi here and Rashi Masech the Sukkah, which says the Kitas would say Shir not the Levim. Another Raya to Taisus that it's a din Shira on the carbon is that the Mishnah is taku ariyah v'taku. The Brisker Rav says it means the chatzaitz race. They do tkiyah through tkiyah the chatzaitz. It comes from the pasuk of yom simchaskem adeichem v'rashik hachechem v'skatem v'chatzaitz al asechem al zivchir shalmechem. That is a din chatzaitz on the oilus of zivchir shalmechem on yom tif and rishkaidish. The Alkut Shemaini in Parashas Baleisri brings a sifri zuta that says al zivchichem means carbon pesach. So they also have a din chatzaitz. Now, Tkiyah b'chatzaisus is Shiris Levim. The Rambam says in Mefurish, Nilchus Klei Mikdash, Perigim Alacha Hei, that Tkiyah b'chatzaisus is accompanies Shiris Levim. It's more that way in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph, that the Tkinis Chatzaitis is part of the Shiris HaLevim. So if it says talk of Yiv Vataka, which means Chatzaitis, so there's a din Chatzaitis by Karim Pesach, so Al-Karchel there's a din Shiris HaLevim by Karim Pesach. According to Rashi, there is no din Shiris HaLevim by Karim Pesach, there's no din Shir HaLakarmin, so what's the Tkinis Chatzaitis? Also, Shredded, the Sefta says, first it's the Levium. So these are Kashis and Rashi. As they learn that Taisus holds it's the din of Shir HaLakarmin, and Rashi holds it's not. We have a kasha from the Chol Makal of Neh Mizbeach, which was nearby Pesach Rishon Sheni. We have a kasha from the Din Chatzetzreis, which the Mishnah says, and it comes in the Sifri Zuta, that learns out the din from Tchiyah B'chatzetzreis, Katan B'chatzetzreis, Al Zivche Shalmechem, that's going on in Zivchechem, that's going on Karim Pesach. And Tchiyah B'chatzetzreis is the Inyan of Shir Slavim, it brings from the Rambam and from the Gemara in Erechim. And also that the Sefer that it says that the Kriya is a Levium. And he brings the Rashi and Erech and also Mefurish by the Chol, it says Levium said the Shiris Halas. So Zak the Rav, the Pshan in Rashi is that there were two dinim. There's a din Shiris Alevium, Shir Alekarban, that we learn after the Sifri Zut, there's a din Chatzaitis, so male's a din Shira. So that's why Levium read the Halam, he din Shira. But there's another Gemara, there's a Gemara in Daft Sadekei that says like this. Then why did they say Halal Pesach Sheni? The Gemara says. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Evshi is Chol Sheichnis Meschein V'Neitlam Sulevayim L'Yem Shira. So it says Neitlam Sulevayim. Right? The Din Shira is Yisrael Sheichnis Meschein V'Neitlam Sulevayim. That's not a Shira Sulevayim. That's a Shira Mitzad the Mitzvah. Just like Melulah, we have Halal. So Kshitis Pesach comes with Halal. So that's Shaykh to Yisrael and the Namak of the Karban. Now it sounds in the Brisker Rav that Taisus is. Taisus would hold that the din of Efshi is Shor Shaykh Sam Vlaim Mashira is telling you that the Shir Salavim has to be Hal. I say the Shir Salavim Echtes has to be Hal. They could say another capital to him. But from the din of Efshi is Shor Shaykh Sam, that's teaching that the Shir Salavim has to be Hal. But that's maybe what Taisus would hold. But Rashi holds his two dinim. So the Levim said Hal Mitzad the din Shir Lakarman. And the Shalom said Hal Mitzad the din Kriyas Hal. He's ma'arich then afterwards, if in the Sukkot Erech and Afin Aleph, in the Yishalmi and Sukkot Perek Hay, that why would the Shia have to be Halal according to Rashi? If the din Halal of Yishal Neidlin of Sheikh Nam Yisukseh and Elzvayim Loim Mashir is the din Kriya on the carbon, so who state that din Halal for Shir Salvin, he has arichas about that. Malkopanim, that's why he wants to learn in Rashi, there's two dinim, there's the din Shir of the carbon, which the Levim say, Rashi's maskim to that, but Rashi's saying there's also a din Kriyas Halal, als Efshi Yisrael Sheikh Hussein Vlaim Halal, that's the din that Yisraelim say. That's the shtickle from the Brisker Rav. Nachan Inyan negated to the Mishnahs like this, that the Mishnah says, Rablaza Imam, Arbaasa Shechalias Mishamis, Meniach Yoda Kasa Choyev Yachav Yachsev of a Taylor Mafshit. Now, as the Gemara says, that how would they mafshit the carbon pesach? They have to skin the carbon pesach. How'd they do it? That hooks. That hooks on the walls and hooks on the poles. And there weren't enough hooks, so they would have makleis dakim. They would have sticks. You put a stick on your shoulder and your friend's shoulder, hang up the Karban Pesach on the sticks on the shoulders, and we're able to mafshit. The Blessed says, when it's Shabbos, you didn't do that. When it's Shabbos, you put your hand on your friend's shoulder, and your friend's hand on your shoulder, and you betayla mafshit. Now, why on Shabbos couldn't you use the sticks? So Rashi says, she'eni ochel esakin hamakleis. You're not able to prepare the sticks. The Chariah means it's Isra'am. Taken clean to go and prepare the sticks to be used. But the Chayyim is very shver. Why can't they just make the maklis in Erev Shabbos? The Rav about Tanura, the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rav say that you can't be metal to the maklis, and that's what it says in the Gemara Masech Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. The Chayyim, that's after Megir Rashi that he's saying that any achal letal to the maklis. So it's an issa tilto, but it's still not mavur. Why is there an Issa Tiltu? Why can't you move these maklas? L'chaya, why would they be muksa? And Issa Tiltu is just a muksa. So the Gemara in Shabbos talks about it. The Gemara in Shabbos first brings it sad that the maklas were kaidim ataris kalim shanim. Which means that the Gemara there brings that Nechemi mechachal yamed gzeir on all kalim. You can't be mitaltal to any kalim. So Mamela, this Mishnah says, that Reb Blazer says on Shabbos, you can't use the maklis, was before they were matter to the kelim. Because afterwards, it was like Xerish and Rebbe Vitzibi Achal Amidba. They were matter that you could use a kli shemlachtai le'isr le'tzar gufa mekaimai, and a kli shemlachtai le'heter also mechama le'tzal. That's what the Gemara says. So this din of Maklois, the Gemara says, was before they were Matakelim. So then the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it wasn't before the Matakelim. Maybe the Pshat is that the reason why you can't be Metal to the Maklois even after the Matal the Kalim is because it's Efshe Karabalazer. It's Efshe Karabalazer. You could do it like Rabalazer. So that's why you can't do it. So the Shaila is, okay, so you could do it like Rabalazer. So what? Why is that in Issa Tiltu? So the Chedushi Aran, which is in the old Chedushi Ridva, he brings a raya from there that a klisha malachta leheter, even though it's mutl letzarech gufay, it's mutl letzarech mekayme, it's also mutl mechama letzel, but it's also shaloy letzarech klal. That's what Rishonim learned. That when a chayme lechali was geizun, he can't be metaltal any kalim, and then it says he was matir. In the end of the Gemara, they were matir klisha malachta leisla letzarech gufay mekayme, but not mechama letzel. A klisha malachta is a keli which mostly is used for Isser, for something which is Aser and Shabbos, so no matter that, Letzarech Gufay, to use it if you need to use the Keli, or Letzarech Mekayim, you need its place, but not Mecham Letzel, not to protect the Keli, and Kli Shemach Let, even to protect the Keli. But what if you're not moving it Letzarech Gufay, not Letzarech Mekayim, not Mecham Letzel? So Rai says that's Aser, even a Kli Shemach Let. So here the Makleis, that's called Shloy Letzarech Klal, because you don't need them. You could do it with Yodai Al-Ksefa, Al-Ksefa. That's what the Ram brings a Raya. That you cannot move a Kli Shemach Tlaheter Shaloy Letzarech Klal. But the Ram says that if you go to Rabba in that Gemara, Rabba holds that a Kli Shemach Tlaheter is Mutl Letzarech Gufa Mekayma, but it's not even Mutl Mechama Letzel. That's what Rabba said. We don't pass it that way. We pass it as Mutl Mechama Letzel. But Rabbi had said that Kli Shemach Tlaheter is only Mutl Letzarech Gufa, not Letzarech Mekayma. And Kli Shemach Tlaheter is Mutl Letzarech Gufa Mekayma, but not Mechama Letzel. So Mel, that's why it's Asif is not Letzarech, but we paskin that a Kli Shemach Tlaheter is Mutl Lechama Letzel, who within is Mutl Shal Letzarech Klal. But the Ran says that Lamaisa, he wants to ask the Shal Letzarech Klal. But it's a shtickl interesting that it should be called Shal Letzarech Klal. Lechari, why are you using it? You're using it to hang up the carbon Pesach. Why would that be Shal Letzarech Klal? So Bissel Shver, that's what the Ran is mashma. There's a Chedushi Arashba, he asks the Kasha in the Gemara. The way he asks the Kasha is like this. The Gemara says that really it's after a Taurus Kalim, but it's the reason why it's Aser is because it's Efshe Karabal Azer. You don't need to move it, but it's a Kli Shemach Tlaheter. It's Mut even Mechama Letzel. So the Rashba says, you go to his Rabba, and he asks Mechama Letzel, and that's why it's Aser if it's Efshe B'lei Kli. So the Avnei Nezer and Siman Tav Gimel is medayik that the Rashba holds a Kli Shemach Tlaheter, that he done that we all like Rav. It's Mutta Mecham Letzel, it's even Mutta Shleil Letzarech Klal. Because why can't he just answer that it's Mutta Shleil Letzarech Klal like the Ran says? But the problem is the Rashba himself in Masech Shabbos early in Daf Mem Gimel, he has a shayla about it. He says a Machmatav of Bracha. So I think the Rashba means like this, that really it's not called Shleil Letzarech Klal. Because obviously the maklis were there for a reason. Why would they make them b'chol? Obviously, you can't call it shloil tzarech klal. Now, when the Rashba asks, why is it mutter? It's a kli. Why is it us? It's a kli shemach tlaheter. It's mutter even mechama letzel. He means when you have something which is mutter mechama letzel, so then any tzarech will be matter it. You don't need a great tzarech. Any tzarech will be matter it. So Vais says from the Gemara there that if you could do it a different way, it's not called Tzarech Gufa. Tzarech Gufa needs a Chashiv Tzarech. But it's not worse than Mechama Letzel. It's not Shalel Tzarech Klal. I mean, Lechai would be a pellet to say it that way. We a Kli Shemach that they're saying it's Mutl Tzarech Gufa and Mekayim and Mechama Letzel. Every time you want to use a Keli, you have to think, if I could do this without a Keli, even if it's easy with a Keli. I mean, but the Maklis look easy with the Maklis Lechari. You see, Bachol, they made the Maklis. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chas, Siv Dal, and the Paiskim, the Asa, they say, Shaloy Letzarech Klal. Why don't they say when you can do without it? The Aruch HaShulchan asked the Kasha, what do they mean, Shaloy Letzarech Klal? What type of meat passi atal the Beloishim Tzarech? He says he's playing around with it. That's what means, Shaloy Letzarech Klal. I mean, Lechari have a much better pshat, that you have another Eitzah. So I think this is the pshat, that if you have a Kli Shemach Tel Isser, which is only Mutl Letzarech Gufa Mekayimai, and it's also Mechama Letzel, so there, Letzarech Gufa Mekayimai, need a head to Letzarech Gufa Mekayimai, if you have another Eitzah, it's not called Letzarech Gufa. Mashenkin, you have a klishu machtel hetter, which is even mutter mechamel etzel. So there, even though it's also shleil tzarech klal, but here it is a tzarech. It's a tzarech. It's a little tzarech at least, and that's good enough. Once you have a hetter mechamel etzel, who would then any type of tzarech, even if you could do without it, would also be nechlon that hetter. Now, there's an interesting Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says, "Mishin chasiv katan yadeis." The Shulchan Aruch says, "You're allowed to be matatal leklisha makdal isla letzarek gufay." So the Mishneh Berurah says, "Umay mishayim lekli hetel letash mezed velavachay aim lelishdamish beklizeh." That when you can move a kli shemlakdal isla letzarek gufay, it means you have no other kli for it. If not, you couldn't use the kli shemlakdal isla. Now, the Sharetzian, when he writes his Makaris, he doesn't bring it from any Pesach. He says it himself in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos that says by Makleis, it's Efshe Karab Lezer. So you see, even though they were Muchim from Erev Shabbos, and they were Klishul Makhtal Heter, but it's still also because it's Shalei Letzarech, Koshken a Klishul Makhtal Eser. So it's interesting. It sounds like he owes even a Klishul Makhtal Heter, if it's possible without a Kli, it would be Aser. But he doesn't bring that in the Mishneh Berurah. In the Mishneh Berurah, he says a kli shemakdal iser if you have another HC and all to use. But a kli shemakdal etter doesn't say it. So Lefi, what we're saying, and the Rashba knows, our Gemara says it's Rabba. Rabba happens told that a kli shemakdal etter is also mechamel etzel. And the Rashba says that's why there's a din of efshe karab lezer. Lefi, the way we're learning, so it's only a din of kli shemakdal iser. And Kli Shel Makdal Heter, that's only the Gemara, Lefi Rabba, that held that Kli Shel Makdal Heter is also Mechamel Letzel. So then, if you have another Eitza, then it wouldn't be called Tzer Gufay. So we could learn from there that a Kli Shel Makdal Iser, if you have another Eitza, also wouldn't be called Tzer Gufay. But Lididon, a Kli Shel Makdal Heter, you wouldn't need Tzer Gufay. Even Mechamel Letzel is Mutter, the only Iser Shel Tzer Klal. So as long, even if you have another Eitzah, but as long as it's easier to use the Kli, it's not called Shalei Letzarech Klal. So that couldn't be pshat in the Mishneh Berurah, because the Mishneh Berurah only says a Kli Shemakdal Iser is also if you don't have, if you need Bedafka this Kli. And the Raya that he brings is a Kli Shemakdal Heter, but could be the way we're saying, it goes like the man, the Yom, that holds the Kli Shemakdal Heter is also Mechamel Tzel, and so that he done, it's only by Kli Shemakdal Iser. But the Ksais HaShulchan is Ma'ir on the Mishneh Berurah, that you don't really have a raya to his case. His case is you have a kli shemakdal iser, and you can use another kli shemakdal heter for it. Maybe in that case, he lies a kli shemakdal iser, because since a kli shemakdal iser is mutl tzer gufay, so maybe it doesn't make a difference if you use a kli shemakdal iser, kli shemakdal heter. Now I know, like, we think a kli shemakdal iser is muksa, and a kli shemakdal heter is not muksa. But kli shemakdal iser is all xeris kalim. And they're both mutl tzer gufay. Kli shemakdal heter happens to us to be mutl mechamel tzel. Or like we said, even for other tzrachim. But this is tzarech gufay, maybe it makes no difference which kli you use. As I tie it to Ksaisa Shulchan, and Rav Meisha also, the Igris Meisha, he's brought in the Sefer Hilchos Muksa, which Rav Pinchas Badner wrote, he also is ma'ayir that nekuda. That Mehecha Teisa, when using a kli either way, the Gemara is talking about if you don't need a kli altogether. So there, akopanim by kli shemachdal iser, it wouldn't be called tzarech gufay. But if you anyway need a kli, the shaila is which kli, the kli shemakdal iser, kli shemakdal heter, then you could say that you could use the kli shemakdal iser. Azay l'chay yakem etaynin, azay taynin d'ksayis ha-shulchan and igras mesha. Now back to the sugya here. The Gemara, the Mishnah started off, the Pesach is nishka begimel kitais, and the Gemara says in it, Amr Rav Yitzchak, ena pesach nishka begimel kitais shal lamin lamin mei adam. You need 30 people, shal shleishim shleishim mei adam. Each kat should have at least 30 people. Why? Because it's Kal Eid of Yisrael. So we have a suffix. Does Kal Eid of Yisrael mean altogether 30 people? Because each one means 10 people. Or does it mean 3 different kitas, each one of 10 people? So Mela, just to have 30 people together, you don't have 3 kitas. Maybe you need 3 kitas. If you make 10 people separately, so then you don't have 30 people. Maybe you need 30 people at one time. So Mela, if you have 3 kitas, each of them with 30 people, so Imanav Shech, if you need it together, you have 30 people together. If you need it separate, you have 3 separate kitas. So Zayti Gemara, Firdeis Gemara, Hilchas B'cham Shana Misakim. When you have 50 people, so it's good enough. Why? You bring in 30, and they do it. Then you bring in 10, and 10 go out. You bring in another 10, and 10 go out. So it's Machlokes Yishenim, interesting Machlokes Yishenim, on the Dakis a little bit. Rashi says, 50. Benun Sagi Rashi says, it sounds like all 30. You bring in 30, they shech the carbon Pesach, the nafka yid minayu, and 10 of them leave ayil yid chadashim, and another 10 come in, another 10 new ones. So either way, if you need it together, you have. If gimel kitas also you have. So Rashi's mavur that the first 30, they all shech the carbon Pesach, and then 10 of them leave. The Rambam also says them first. The Rambam perek alaf alacha yud, and alachas carbon Pesach. Hayu akal chamishim, nechnasim etchil eshleishim v'sheichetim. 30 go in and they shecht. V'yetzin asar and 10 go out. V'nechnasin asar, another 10 go in. V'chayzim v'yetzin asar, another 10 go out. V'nechnasin, another 10 go in. But it sounds like the first 30, they all shecht even before the 10 go out and the 10 go in. But Rabbeinu Chananel on the side says not the way. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that 30 go in and 10 do it. And those 10 who do it leave and another 10 come in. And they, those 10 do it. And then they leave and another 10 come in. So it sounds like you can't have all 30 doing it first. You need only 10 to do it first. Now the Arz Zeruah, he explains it. He says he has a problem with Rashi. He says if you're going to have all 30 people shechting the karbanis before the 10 come in, so why is the 10 considered that they're doing it with 30? They're not doing it with 30. Because 20 of them already shechted the Pesach. So they shechted the Pesach already, so they don't count. He says, the Eish Mepharshim, which is the Rach, that 30 come in and only 10 shecht. And then 20 don't shecht. So now when the 10 come in, the 30 people in the Azara didn't shecht yet. So there the Pshat is, you have the 30 people in the Azara who all didn't shecht. But if they already shechted, just staying in the Azara B'Shash Shkita, he says, that's not B'Rav Imadjus Melech. Because they're not Mechriv in Pesach anymore. They're not participating in the current Pesach anymore. As they state in the Arzurua. And the Mimios holds that way. So here's the machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam say with the 50, the pshat is the 30 that come in, they all shecht, and then 10 leave and 10 go in. But the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Arzuru and the Miri says only 10 shecht, and the Arzuru is explaining it can't be that all 30 shecht, because when the new 10 came in, where's the 30? 20 of them already made the Karban Pesach, they don't count. So what's pshat in the kasha of the Arzuru? The Chayitz Abyssal Shver. The Gemara says it's a suffix. Do I need one kind of 30, or do I need three kitas of 10? Let's say I need one kind of 30. So, Feshtetzach, then I could all shecht at one time. So once one of them shechts, you don't have 30 anymore. If the Arzuru is saying that if the guy shechted already, it doesn't count, so how are you going to ever have 30? When you have 30, and then one shechts, so the next 29, they don't have 30 anymore. Our karklip shot is if you had 30 in the beginning and they shechted it, so even though now when I'm shechting there's not 30 left that didn't shecht yet, but it doesn't matter, they already shechted. Our kark have to say that, so what's the shot? So even if 20 of them already shechted, but it always works that way when you have 30, so first 20 shecht and then another 10 shecht. What's the shot in the Arzuru B'chlal? Why is he bothered with Rashi that when the 10 come into shecht, the 20 already shecht, and all the time is that way? If they're all there together, on the tzad, you need 30 means that even 30 all there together, so 20 shecht and 10 didn't shecht yet. What's the pshat? So Weinstein holds like this. If they're already in the Azara when the 20 shechted, if you have 30 people in the Azara, so Vada, once you're in the Azara when he shechts, so he counts. That's called one big kat. You're part of this kat of 30. But let's say you weren't in the Azara yet, and the 30 people in the Azara and 20 of them shechted, and then 10 leave. So the 20 that shechted before you even came into the Azara, then he helps count, they can't count. Because when you came into the Azara, they had already shechted already, so they can't be Messiah with you. If they shechted while you were in the Azara, they're Mitzurif. But if they shechted before you came, they're not Mitzurif. That's vices with Azara holds. And mainly holds, it has to be that when the new 10 come in, there has to be 20 that didn't shecht yet. But Rashi and the Rambam vices hold not the way. Rashi and the Rambam hold that as long as there's 30 people in the Azara b'shas shechita, whether the 30 already shechted or whether the 30 is still going to shecht, that's considered that you have it. Because I think the pshat's like this. If you're holding you need 30, there's no din kitas. There's not a kat. You need to be 30 people in the Azara being Isaac in the Shechita. Whether they already shechted or whether they're still going to shecht, they're called being Isaac in the Shechita. The din kitas is only if you need three kitas. Then you have to know which kat you're being mitzdarif to. You have to be there when they shechted, you're mitzdarif to that kat, otherwise you're in a different kat. But if you need 30, there has to be 30 people in Nazar. So of course the 30 people in Nazar some of them already shechted. That's the Efshe B'lav Achi. But that's the Machlokes Rishayim. Nachamal Rashi and the Rambam hold that even if the 20 people, the 30 people all already shechted, so when the new 10 come in, the 20 had already shechted, it's also good enough, because what's the difference? Even if they shechted, they're part of the 30. As long as you have 30 people in the Azara, being Isaac and the Shechita, whether they did shecht or whether they're going to shecht, it's all the same. Mashen Kain, the Racht, or Zeruah, the Me'iri, they hold that it has to be that when you're in the Azara, the 30 people didn't shecht yet. There has to be 30 people in the Azara who didn't shecht yet, and then they could all shecht. Mashen Kain, by the time they came into the Azara, they shechted already, so they can't count as my 30 people. Now the Me'iri brings the Yesh Mefarshim even a bigger cooler. The Yesh Mefarshim hold that as long as 30 people shechted, so then anyone else that comes into Azara is good enough. So when the Gemara says 10 people have to leave, this live dafka, all 30 could leave. Because as long as there was 30 people in the beginning, that's good enough for everybody. So that's why you need in the beginning 30 people, so that's why you need 50 people, because the first cat's going to have 30 people. Once you have a count of 30 people, so that's good enough, then anyone else that comes afterwards will almost die after the 30 people. Now, one more Indian about this, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, what do you do if you don't have 30, you don't have 50 people? So the Rambam says, Ein sheikhunas a pesach hachachila, v'mshachta kasher, v'mshachta kumu v'asachas kasher. If you have less than 50 people, you're not going to shech the pesach hachachila, because you're not going to have gimel kitas. But if you did, it's kasher, and if you shech the kumu v'asachas, it's kasher. So you see three chedusha from the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam holds if you have less than 50 people, you don't shech the Pesach. If you can't have the din of Gimel Kitais, you don't shech the Pesach Lechachila. The Taisus in Yuma after an Aleph is Mavur, that even if there's one person to make the Pesach, he can make the Pesach. Let's say the whole Tzibur is Zavin and Derech Rechaika or whatever it is, and no one can make the Karban Pesach, he's the only one that can make a Karban Pesach, he can do it. The Emrich official Perlau, in his Sefer Mitzvah Reb Sadiga in a Sein Nun Zayin, he says, and Rashi's also mashma that way, because Rashi says, I don't know if it's Mukhid Lidik, but Rashi says in the Mishnah, HaPesach Nishat Mishal Shkidus Pischet Tzibur. Pischet Tzibur Nishkat. What do you mean Pischet Tzibur? He said, Vais Dais, when the Tzibur makes a Pesach, Nigam Makitas. But let's say you don't have a Tzibur, you don't have 30 people, so you don't Nigam Makitas. He says, the Tesefta says a klar. The Tesefta, when it brings down the din of that Tzdech HaShamas, it brings down Oymikublani Mirabesh Pesach Lech Shabbos, Veloy Pesach Rishon El Pesach Sheni, Veloy Pesach Tzibel El Pesach Yachid. Not only Pesach Rishon is Lech Shabbos, Pesach Sheni is Lech Shabbos, and not only Pesach Tzibur is Lech Shabbos, but Pesach Yachid is Lech Shabbos. What's a Pesach Yachid? So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau writes that Pesach Yachid means you don't have Gimel Kitas. So you would think that even though you make the Pesach without Gimel Kitas, but Al Kopanim won't be Derech Shabbos. For Kriyas Shabbos, you need Gemakitis. Kamash Motz also Derech Shabbos. I saw in the Sefer Kaimitz Mincha, he brings down a few Mefarshim learned this way. The Gayin is Meichik the Girsa. He didn't have a Pshat, he's Meichik the Girsa, but that's a Pshat. But the Rambam, Al Karak didn't hold that way, because the Rambam says that when you don't have Gemakitis, you don't have 50 people, so then you can't check the current Pesach of Chachila. Now also he says, another Chiddush is that even though he says he can't shecht without Gimel Kitas, but the Evid it works. Fine. But Vasachas, he says it works. But Erbrich official Brilla sees the third Kiddush there. Because the Rambam says if there's less than 50 people, you could shecht it. Because if you shecht it, all the Vasachas is kosher. So what do you do if there's less than 50 people? So you can't have three Kitas, because you're not going to have 30 people with the three Kitas. So what are you going to do? So you'll shecht all the Vasachas, so that'll be kosher with the Evid. But let's say there's less than 30 people. Zok the Rambam official, it's mashman the Ram that even b'di'evit is no good. He brings it also in the kiryas safe and the bid is mashman that way. The Rambam says 50 people is good because you could shecht the vasachas. But if you have less than 30 people, even vasachas doesn't work. You don't have kaleid of Yisrael. You don't have kaleid of Yisrael altogether. Even vasachas, that the Rambam's mashman doesn't work. It's not Mamish Mukh in the Rambam, but that's time into Rebbe Chavisha Bill. It brings also from the Kiyah Sefer from the Mabit that learned away in the Rambam. So those are the three Chedushim in the Rambam. One is that you Mevatel the Karban Pesach if you don't have Gimel Kitas. The second is if you don't have Gimel Kitas, B'zeh Chazeh, you have a Vasach, as the Rambam says is Kasher. And the third one, which is a Mashmais in the Rambam, that if you don't have 30 people altogether, it's not only a problem of Vasachas. The problem is I don't have 30 people altogether, that's Mashmah in the Rambam that is possible to Gamri.